Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and today we are going to talk about another movie review, and this time I'm going to speak about Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Jujutsu Kaisen is a famous Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Gege Akutami, a 24 episode anime television series adaptation produced by MAPPA aired on MBS from October 2020 to March 2021. As of August 2022, the Jujutsu Kaisen manga had over 70 million copies in circulation, including related novels, digital versions, and Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, making it one of the best-selling manga series of all times. The story follows high school student Yuji Itadori as he joins a secret organization of Jujutsu sorcerers to eliminate a powerful curse named Ryomen Sukuna, of whom Yuji becomes the host. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, the movie, is a 2021 Japanese animated dark fantasy film based on the manga series Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, a prequel to the Jujutsu Kaisen manga series, both created by Gege Akutami. The story was about a young boy, Yuta Akatsu, who possessed a cursed spirit Rika. Yuta was later contacted by Satoru Gojo, who promised to help him out in controlling his cursed powers and Rika. He got admission to Jujutsu High and started learning with fellow students Maki, Panda and Inumaki. He faced several dangerous situations and had to fight a powerful villain, Geto. Cast and crew, it was directed by Sungu Park and written by Hiroshi Seko. It stars Megumi Ogata, who voices for Yuto Okatsu, Kana Hanjawa, who voices for Rika Orimoto, Mikao Kamatsu, who voices for Maki Zenin, Koki Uchiyama, who voices for Togo Inumaki, Tomokazu Seki, who voices for Panda, Yuichi Nakamura, who voices for Satoru Gozo, and Tokahiro Sakurai, who voices for Saburo Geto. The film is produced by MAPPA. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero was released in Japan in December 2021 by Toho and in the United States in March 2022. The music was composed by Hiraoki Tatsunami, Yoshihama Terui, and Alisha Ogehasma. Positives: the best part of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is its fight sequences. The movie has one of the best anime fight sequences, in fact, better than Jujutsu Kaisen the series. Since the beginning of the movie, we observe great fight sequences, BGM, color palettes, and mighty antagonist. Before every fight sequence, enough time was given to establish the characters and their motives. The climax, fight sequences are pure work of art. You cannot even blink for a second while the climax fight sequences are going on. Next, I like the character development of the main characters like Yuta, Maki, Geto, and Inumaki. The transformation of Yuta from a timid boy to a fearless fighter who controlled a powerful curse like Rika was interesting and thrilling. His fight with the Great One curse was the introduction to his fighting prowess, and by the climax he reached the legendary level. We got to know more about Inumaki's character and his motivation. We could also see a lot of new curses and fighting styles of new characters and Jujutsu High teachers, which we mostly missed in Jujutsu Kaisen series. The story and the concept of the film are interesting to watch. You feel a connection with the characters and might fall in love with Satoru Gojo again. It was an amazing experience to see him with a menacing demeanor. The story progression was good and the animation work was top notch thanks to MAPPA. I enjoyed the music and BGM was really enhanced the mood of the film. Negative: Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is a fun watch, but it slowed down in some places. The fun part was missing from the movie and it was more of a serious business. Except for the fight sequences, no other scenes are that good to watch. The story was a bit predictable and failed to put the surprise element much. The movie time could be curtailed and focus more on action and comedy sequences. Conclusion: I will give 4 stars out of 5 stars to Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is a fun watch and worth experiencing on the big screen. I love the characters and fight sequences. It is always fun to watch Satoru Gojo on the screen, and he is easily one of the most charming anime characters after Kakashi Sensei from Naruto. And that is all. Thank you so much for listening. This is again an intelligent analyst. If you like it, give it a like, share with your friends, and please subscribe to the channel. Thank you so much.